And now please welcome to the stage another amazing entrepreneur innovator, Jennifer Tony, founder and CEO of We Make It Safer from Oakland, California. Welcome, welcome.
Take this and then I'll stand over here just in case I wander a little bit. I'm Jennifer Tony, the CEO and co-founder of We Make It Safer, and we use Consumer Product Safety Commission data as well as NHTSA data in order to build web applications related to product safety, especially with regard to recalls. So We Make It Safer, it's kind of a funny name for a company, right? But the we in We Make It Safer really means all of us, manufacturers, retailers, consumers, government agencies, all of us really working together to make the world a safer place. Is this one on, or am I picking up over here? Okay, great. And so what we do as a tech company is build applications that make taking part in that easier. So my co-founder, Priyanka Reddy, and I, we really started We Make It Safer to address two important safety problems. One of them you've already heard about today, and that is consumers don't know when something in their home has been recalled. And the second part of that is secondary market sellers. Those are online marketplaces, secondhand goods stores, resale shops, consignment sales. They don't have an efficient way to identify recalled products, to determine if the items that they want to sell have been recalled before doing so, which is now under the CPSIA against the law. So we actually started researching this problem about 5 years ago while grad students at UC Berkeley. And we looked at the recall systems and the data, and what we found was the problem really was data. The information was kind of out there in press releases and things, but it wasn't structured in a usable format. And so we really had to get our arms around this information. We weren't even sure if there was enough information publicly available to build anything on top of. So we spent 2 years at the university with a number of professors and students really looking at the recall systems in the United States and gathering data, analyzing it, structuring it, and cleaning it to come up with a basis for being able to build technology on top of it. And as someone who has seen thousands of recalls, literally as I've reviewed thousands of recalls back, starting from the first ones issued in 1974 all the way up to today, I can tell you we have come a very long way. The US government now is providing data in a much, much, much more structured and consistent fashion, which makes it easier for people like me and those that you've heard before to build things on top of and to build useful tools. So I'll tell you a little bit about what we do with the data and the tools we've been able to build and our impact. So we take the information available from the government and we do a little bit of extra cleaning, adding information and restructuring, and then we break it down into its smallest parts. We currently track about 100 points of data on every single recall. We use this data as the building blocks for our applications. So we take it and we run it through a series of algorithms. And what these algorithms do is it helps us to solve problems such as consumers calling a product a different name than the CPSC did. So instead of a jogger, they may call it a jogging stroller. So our algorithms are able to detect those bits of information. If a company changes hands over time, the algorithms are able to detect that. And we took that technology and built several apps on top of them. So our apps happen to be web apps, and I'll talk to you about two of them today. The first one is called Items I Own. This is our name for our product safety registry, and it allows consumers to enter information about the products they own either through a desktop interface or we have a mobile web interface. You can access it by going to wemakeitsafer.com on any mobile device. And you can enter information about the products you own, and the system will check it against the last 13 years of recalls and then continue monitoring it daily going forward. If it determines that there is an item in your inventory that has been recalled, you'll get an email, and you'll also have it marked in your account. This is just one of the screenshots that is available to consumers in their accounts. And as you can see with the toaster in this example, this is actually my toaster. It was actually recalled, and I didn't know. But it will mark it as recalled, but then it's hard to tell, but those options about transferring it to another user or selling it or giving it away, those are grayed out. So you're not allowed to do that once it's recalled. But what you can do is when you click on the item, you're taken to what we call a recall management page, and there you'll find all the information from the manufacturer or the government agency that issued the recall on how to handle the problem, how to get the remedy or a refund. This ability to check past recalls instead of just monitoring going forward is what's really been helpful to this app and was what made it successful. For the products that we deal with, the recalls are issued on average about a year and a half after they're first sold new. So it leaves an opportunity for that product when consumers don't hear about it for it to be used continually and then resold in the secondhand markets. In fact, thousands of our users identified recalled products in their homes, and on average, those products were actually recalled 2.8 years before they checked it. So it's important to be able to check those past recalls. So I'll kind of gloss over some of our examples here so I can get to some of the other details. But one of our Items I Own users' names is Kyle, and he sent us his story because he's a registered nurse and is very cognizant of safety issues and came across Items I Own, really didn't think there was any chance that something in his house could have been recalled because he stays aware of these issues, but entered several items around his kitchen into the Items I Own tool, and lo and behold, his coffee grinder had been recalled. And in this particular case, there had been over 150 incidents reported over the years of the coffee grinder spontaneously turning on while people were cleaning it. So he really credits, we make it safer for potentially saving his fingers, and we're happy that there are so many of our users are really vocal and appreciative of having the tool. Our second tool is called Simply Check. And it's similar to Items I Own, but it's really geared toward secondary market sellers. And again, those can be individuals who are selling items through consignment or resale shops or selling them in online marketplaces or larger liquidators who get massive truckloads of inventory that's out of box or returned items. And the system runs similarly to Items I Own, slightly different algorithms because it's a different use case, but it also issues seals. And the seals are either embeddable online, or you can print them out for to put on the back of tags in physical stores. When a consumer, a buyer, is shopping and they click on the seal, or they enter the number at WeMakeItSafer.com, they come to a certificate. And the certificate is proof that the seller checked that item for recalls. They can also click a button if they purchase this item, and it will drop the product into their own personal Items I Own account. And in this way, the system knows to transfer those future recall alerts from the seller to the buyer if there's ever a problem in the future. So I'd like to tell you a story here about Shanti. Shanti is a small business owner, and she owns a store called WeCycle. It's a children's consignment shop in Colorado Springs. And Shanti is really this quintessential small business owner. She works extraordinarily hard to keep her store. You can see it's a beautiful shop. And she does just about everything, and she does it to keep it going. It does admin and inventory and cashiering, and in this case, checking for recalls. But because these are used items, they could have had several recalls happen between the times those items were first sold new and the time they land in her store. So she uses Simply Check to help her check for recalls, and she actually has a quote here that I'll read for you. It says, "For me, the We Make It Safer system is amazing. You literally just put in the manufacturer and where it was made, and it pulls up a list of possibilities. It just makes the process so much simpler than just Googling. When you Google, there's just so much extra information to wade through, and you don't know. And you don't know what people are publishing. I don't have a lot of time and cannot afford the extra staff person to check for recalls. So going to one place to look things up is incredibly helpful." So we really applaud, maybe I'll stand here, it actually sounds better. We really applaud Shanti and other resale shop owners for taking the time to make safety a priority and check for recalls. But it isn't just these physical stores. Online places are starting to use the system as well. And Toyconomy is a great example of that. Toyconomy is started by another entrepreneur, who happens to be a mother of three kids, who discovered that, you know, buying these toys over and over when your kids get tired of them just a few weeks later really doesn't make a lot of sense at all. So she launched an online toy rental company. Just a really great idea. But because it's an online toy rental company and she rents them out and the toys come back, the toys are staying in inventory for quite a while. And so for her, the monitoring of recalls is just as important as the initial check. And Shanti also sent us some information. I'm going to gloss over her quote because it's quite long. But she said that she uses the seals to let customers know that we understand how important safety is to them and that we are doing everything in our power to monitor the products we carry to make sure that they are safe for their children. It would not be possible for us to check our entire inventory every day for recalls. We Make It Safer's monitoring system enables us to make sure our customers are safe with almost no work at all. Using We Make It Safer to check for recalls and being able to have their seals on our site provides assurance that we are a responsible business and care about the safety of their children, too. And I'm really happy that she brought up this brand image because it's something that we hear a lot with the secondary market sellers and being able to tell consumers that they are responsible and they are checking for recalls. And it came up so often that we ran an experiment in online marketplaces and found that products that had the We Make It Safer seal on it showing that they had checked for recalls actually sold at ending price points at 4.6% higher than products that did not. So it's really something that consumers care about. You've heard that several times, but this is a data point that we have that proves they really do indeed care about having this information and having access to it, and it's been incredibly helpful for the small business owners as well. We launched over the summer another campaign for consignment sale in industry. It's similar to consignment stores, but they're sale events that happen over the years. And the owners and the consigners, more than 1,200 of them, have now taken the pledge to check products for recalls before that they sell them. And several hundred of these sale owners actually now have recalled product search powered by We Make It Safer installed on their websites to make it easier for consigners and parents to check. So here's the big question. So what? What's the impact? What has all this meant and done? So since we launched Live to the Public last year in 2011, we have had over 400,000 people have checked more than 4.5 million products for recalls using our tools. Small business owners are able to say to increase profits an average of $7,000 a month in decreased costs and increased sales. But most importantly, we estimate that we've been able to prevent over 2,000 injuries so far. So it's all because we've had access to government information and data that we've been able to have this dramatic social and economic impact and hope to continue. We agree, as has been said, there's definitely a lot of work to be done, but there's a lot of opportunity as well for government agencies and private sector and individuals to work together to not only provide access to this information, but to improve the data as well. So we Make It Safer, we welcome the challenge, and together we can make the world a safer place. Thank you.